Well, we got a lot of response throughout the weekend. That happened on Friday. It was sort of a late Friday story. Barack Obama wins the Nobel Peace Prize.
Early Friday,
but it lasted through the weekend. We asked for responses from you. We got lots and lots. But first of all, we want more. 877-8-MY-TAKE. Give Obama some advice on his speech that he's got to write for accepting the award, which
I'd
he
like
says
to
he's going
to
do.
The Academy.
Exactly. My take at thetakeaway.org. But we wanted to get some serious reactions about news of President Obama's Nobel Peace Prize. From some of you, there was a certain reverence about the award, which went straight up against the weekend pundits and all their cynicism.
My name is Michael Andre Adams. I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia. I think it's a wonderful thing, and I think that as a country, we should be celebrating this. Instead, I'm hearing all the pundits coming out and trying to justify why or why not he should have gotten this award. It changes our image on an international platform. Isn't that what we wanted?
Some of the most interesting things came up when you tried to step inside the president's mind or the people that he's going to be dealing with.
My name is Sunny. I'm from Oklahoma. I'm concerned about how other countries are going to perceive this. I don't think they're going to like this because now everyone's going to think, oh, here's President Obama, Mr. Nobel Peace Prize.
Can't you hear that, though? Can't you hear that? He goes into, like, some world leader's, you know, office and he's like, hello, Mr. Peace Prize.
Maybe he'll carry it with him in a little box.
Okay, Mr. Peace Prize. Okay, that's how it's going to work. It's going to complicate his life.
Here's what Phil Mena from Westchester, New York says.
I think to give a sitting president, regardless of who they are, a Nobel Peace Prize is not appropriate. I think it could hinder his movements in the future.
You know, my intuition says I understand what she's saying there, but a lot of you objected to that whole idea. Kate from New York says, changing perceptions is exactly what's needed right now. And she emailed this to us. Not only is the Nobel Prize for President Obama a recognition of this new tone he's brought to the world, it's a recognition of a major shift in America itself. That we could elect a black president means over 50% of voters have had their fill of racism and injustice. That's a sea change for America's status and influence in the world. This year's Nobel Peace Prize is for all of us.
And here's a popular sentiment. It comes from Kevin from Oklahoma City.
You know, after 8 years of George Bush, what the world needed most was hope. And Barack Obama has provided that. So, yes, I think he deserves the Nobel Prize for Peace.
I don't know. Not being Bush is the reason for getting the prize.
I'm not even going to comment on that, John, because you're just trying to get me in trouble.
No, I'm not trying to get in trouble. I'm worried about the cynicism. What do you think, Ibrahim?
Well, I think it's kind of like Mark Sanchez, the quarterback for the Jets, winning three games, and everyone thinks he's going to win the Super Bowl after three games.
Right.
So it might be a little premature, but I'm
trust
definitely
you to come up with a
let's
sports
get Sanchez.
There.
Let's get Sanchez on the phone, shall we? Keep the comments coming. 877-8 my take or my take at thetakeaway.org. Coming up,
how
the health care bill
become law?
Yes, we're going to look at the messy process. What'd you call it? Making
sausage?
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.